Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. So if you're into high performance and running your business and living your best life, then I want you to ask yourself the question, do I understand where my current reality is at right now? Now, a lot of us have this thing called reality distortion. It's this place where we falsely look at our life through this lens of like maybe our feelings or our thoughts of where we think we might be. And we don't actually take a look at the concrete numbers and data that give us information on where we're actually at. So it's sort of like an athlete who's like, yeah, I'm doing great, you know, no problem. But then they take a look at the replay and they're like, oh, okay, I see how my form could be improved, or I see what I did there. So entrepreneurs, just like athletes, need to take a look at the replay. And when you are in the habit of looking at that data and reflecting on the results of your work and the habits and the routines and the different things that you have, then you're developing self-leadership skills, which is what I'm totally excited about and what I think every person needs in their life. But it's also maybe why you listen to this podcast, is to develop yourself as a leader. So I want you to think about, what are some diagnostics that you could be running on a regular basis, whether that's weekly or quarterly, maybe even a daily thing, that gives you some insights on how well you're actually doing. Now, some of those things could be checking yes or no on a, you know, if you're completing a habit that you're working towards. It could also be a sales figure. You know, are you hitting your sales goals? Or it could be a, if you're trying to grow your email list, how many people are you trying to get that to? How many are you at right now? What's your goal? Are you on track? So when you start taking responsibility for those numbers and you're accountable to those numbers and reflect on them frequently, then what that allows you to do is get out of this reality distortion where most people live. Most people are not willing to face the facts and look at the truth. And I totally get it. That sucks sometimes. Like, there's been times where I have to look at my truth and I'm like, dang, Gina, not happy about that. I'll give you one example. One example is this podcast. I stopped doing daily shows back in February because I got really sick with this pregnancy, and I didn't podcast. So there's, 3-4 months, whatever, of me not podcasting. No episodes got produced, and that's a super bummer, but you know what? That's the reality, and what I'm doing now is doing weekly shows to get me back into that rhythm. I might go to daily, but right now, my commitment to myself is to do weekly, and when I am accountable to that, then I can see how I'm doing, and I can make room in my schedule for the things that are the most important to me. So it's so imperative that you measure what is most important, you track that, and you stay accountable to it. Now, if you need some help in any of those areas, I would highly recommend you join my Facebook group. It's called My Best Self. You can join at mybestselfcommunity.com, and that's where you'll be able to get accountability. You're going to be able to get clarity on what it is that you need to be doing, the things that are most important, and start living your best life and developing yourself as a leader. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do 3 things. Number 1, subscribe to the podcast. Number 2 is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number 2, the number 3 is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.